Question 4. You've managed to turn a passion into a business. What are the 3 key elements you need to focus on to make this transition? That's a wonderful question. That is a very, very good question. I'm actually reading these out loud, as in I haven't read them before. And I've done that on purpose because sometimes if you read a question beforehand, then you start preparing it. And I don't like to do that because I feel like it's not as honest as the answer you'll get right now. So that's why you got me thinking out loud. But I think I'll be touching up on what I mentioned earlier in question 2 about the attributes of some of the successful moments I've had in my career. I think number 1, you have to be confident. You have to be confident in order to convert your passion into a business. I think it's very key that you are able to be proud of what you produce and also let yourself know that you have something that the world is missing. And I feel like once you figure that out for yourself and are actually confident about what you have, you are able to then put yourself forward in certain types of ways. I feel like that is a very, very key factor to having the passion and also conveying it into a business. Sometimes you don't realize, but when you're so passionate about something, things you don't plan to do actually start happening. For example, you know, I'm so passionate about my artwork that sometimes I don't choose to purposely put it forward to someone, but because it's raw and it's real and it's honest, people just take a liking to it for that reason. And once you see people understanding what your artwork's about, that is your second element, which is understanding your audience. So it's a cycle from being confident to second key element, understanding who your audience is. Now, when I do an exhibition, I don't just put artwork up on a wall. It's never been the case of just doing art on the wall. It's never, ever been that. You have to understand your audience. You have to understand, as an artist, who you're exhibiting for, where you're exhibiting in the world, what kind of audience they are, well, who's it going to be, you know, who is liking your work and who isn't. And if someone isn't liking your work as much, how do you create artwork to point fingers at them and say, hey, pick me up, check me out. You know, how do you do that? And there's certain ways in which I have been doing that, you know, for example, whether it's political art or religious artwork or hip hop artwork, there's so many different genres which touch up on different generations and ages and audiences. And I think that's a lot of research that I've done in the last 7 years to understand who my audience is and still who I'm trying to reach out to. So that would be my second, confidence, understanding your audience. And I think the third one is between a few. I think as a independent person who's never had a job, and well, I have, but you know, like being self-employed and, you know, creating Inquisitive from my hands, you know, it is about the late nights. It is about understanding that while everyone else is sleeping, you have to be up doing what you're doing to create something from creating into a business. It is about attending to emails you don't want to attend to. It is about having conference calls with your management, even though it's 4 a.m. in the morning, or speaking to people around the world or event organizers. You got to realize that you are going to put that effort in for yourself. If you miss that call, or if you miss a commission, for example, I get commissions that are sometimes 2 a.m. in the morning and they're needed for 8 o'clock in the morning. You have to convert that time for yourself, because it isn't about a 9-to-5. It is something that you have to, you know, pay for yourself, and you have to be a hustler about it. I feel like it's very important to not miss opportunities. So I think that is the third one. And I think by me having my confidence, by me understanding my audience, and by me not missing opportunities, has allowed me to create a passion into a business.